Sí, solo por arriba. Se fue.
No, pero se van a cantar ustedes, ¿no? La que estaban enseñando ustedes.
O madre querida. Esto no lo vamos a cantar, yo creo. Bueno, como quiera la damos ahorita, que es el serio de ensayo, no importa.
Test, 1, 2, probando. Probando, 1, 2.
¿Eh? Soy, madre. Soy. El
Hoy, madrecita.
Sí. Sí, bueno, sí.
La apagó.
Sí.
Están iguales todos.
Creo que esa no le echar, no me la aprendí bien. Bueno, si quieres échale ahorita, ¿cómo?
Sí, pues, dale, que acabo de estar.
Chess, ¿listo?
That's what I'm doing now, so I can figure out which is which.
Yeah.
Okay, dale otra vez. Es que no oye el bass ni el bajo sexto. A ver si oye el bajo sexto.
estés triste. Madre, sonríe, quiero verte feliz. Hoy me doy cuenta que para mí eres todo.
Okay, this is lead here. Number one.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay, second voice.
Number two.
Again. Number two. Okay, number two here. Channel two.
What?
Number two here.
Say again.
Number two.
Say again.
Number two. Two.
That's number one. Okay, one and two's
one, one, two, three.
Yo estoy pensando que lo tengo igual como el otro siempre.
Chinga. No, we don't.
Yeah, well, I'm used to having my mic here, you know. So we want to keep this for lead voice. This for a second though.
Okay.
Voy a hacer la corrida, ¿no? Corrida.
Thank you.
Qué linda está la mañana hoy que vengo a saludarte. Venimos todos con gusto y placer a felicitarte. El día en que usted nació, nacieron todas las flores. Y en la pila del bautismo cantaron los ruiseñores. Ya viene amaneciendo y a la luz del día nos dio. Levántese de mañana, mira que ya amaneció. Para entrar por su ventana y darle los buenos días acostadita en su cama. Quisiera ser un San Juan, quisiera ser un San Pedro. Y venirle a saludar con la música del cielo. Con jazmines y flores, este día voy a adornar. Hoy por ser día de su santo, le venimos a cantar.
Mira, sí, hasta los errores, ¿verdad? Hasta los errores.
Lo que es el álbum será por hay dos formas de música norteña.
La baja,
la gruesa,
arriba.
Para arriba y la bajita, entonces lo que hice ahí los, para que se oiga bien. Pero sí, la bronca es que tenía con mi compadre Carlos, que en el mismo volumen los dos, ¿me entiendes? Entonces,
no. No. Y él canta más alto, pues entonces, se va para arriba.
No, para que haya el contraste, bueno.
Sí.
Pero sí, porque cuando grabamos en Miami, las mismas rolas, los cubanos pusieron mal, pues no les gustó en Texas. Pusieron
la voz alta para arriba.
Arriba, ¿ves? Y en notas pusieron un poquito atrás. Lo que hice, le puse a Toño Dan.
Mira, lo que quería hacer ahí, para ponernos de acuerdo donde va a entrar la segunda parte. O sea, que como que hay una ¿cómo se dice? O sea, como que no tomo. Pues eso es lo que quería. Es lo que quería saber, si quieren, para ponernos de acuerdo ya de una vez. Bueno, eso lo podemos hacer esta noche, no vamos a tener.
Bueno, roncos,
he's got the mix, okay.
Okay.
ahorita, bueno, nomás le iba a hacer por acá. Testing. Si lo quieren echar aquí para grabarlo, está bien, pero allá no, para no ser los más largos.
No, no, por aquí.
Por eso digo, aquí sí, aquí no hay problema. Dale 1000 flores de mayo entonces. Falsadita. No, dale, márcale ahí nomás. Por verte hice el esfuerzo y te vengo a saludar y te compuse estos versos y hoy te los vengo a cantar. Hoy que en tus ojos me veo, madrecita consentida, te saludo y te deseo lo más mejor de la vida. Mil flores de mayo te vengo a dejar, madrecita, te amo y te vengo a cantar. Si soy un ingrato, me has de perdonar, guardar el retrato y no te he de olvidar. Y te dé felicidad, porque tú eres mi madre y en tu amor no hay vanidad. Tú que me viste nacer, me diste tu amor entero, juro que no ha de haber otro amor más verdadero. Mil flores de mayo te vengo a dejar, madrecita, te amo y te vengo a cantar. Si soy un ingrato, me has de perdonar, guardar el retrato y no te he de olvidar. Porque si te retiras se oye menos. Dale nomás un verso nomás. Los últimos dos versos. O sea, la música y los últimos dos versos. Una. Vamos a agarrar la entrada bien. No, eso va así. Va así. Y va a ir, no muy rápida, pero sí más rápida.
¿Más rápida?
Sí.
Una, dos, tres.
hacer eso y se me olvidó. Ok. Dale, otra vez. Vamos. Hoy que en tus ojos no. Te pido a Dios que consagre y te dé felicidad, porque tú eres mi madre, en tu amor no hay vanidad. Tú que me viste nacer, me diste tu amor entero, juro que no ha de haber otro amor más verdadero. Mil flores de mayo te vengo a dejar, madrecita, te amo y te vengo a cantar. Si soy un ingrato, me has de perdonar, guardar el retrato y no te he de olvidar.
Ahí va como un contratiempo, a ver cómo le hace ahí. ¿Así? Ahí va. ¿Sabes lo que tengo yo en la cabeza?
Despierta, por favor. Mira que tu hijo querido
te viene a pedir perdón. Mira que tu hijo querido te viene a pedir perdón. Hoy por ser día de las madres, a tus plantas vengo yo. Hoy por ser día de las madres, a tus plantas vengo yo. Recuerdo cuando era un niño que en sus brazos me arrulló. Recuerdo cuando era un niño que en sus brazos me arrulló.
Sí, es un fa.
A ver si me acuerdo los versos,
Yo también no creo.
Bueno, vamos.
Oh shit.
Tres. Vámonos.
Querida, oh madre adorada, que Dios te bendiga aquí en tu morada, que Dios te conserve mil años de vida, feliz y dichosa, oh madre querida. Estás dormidita, escucha este canto, que todos tus hijos convierten en llanto. Tú que por tus hijos vives implorando, en ti, madrecita, vivimos pensando. De todos tus hijos que nunca en la vida podrán olvidarte. Tu querida la mares, venimos a darte perfumadas flores, ya va a consolarte. Si estás dormidita, podrás
alegrarte.
No, si estás escuchando, podrás alegrarte. Sí. No, tú no. Ah, sí. Estás escuchando. Podrás alegrarte. Bueno, mira, este... Sí, ni tengo que contarlo, ¿sabes? Contarlo para que lo tengas en esta noche.
Ok.
Yeah, we haven't practiced that one, and that's why it's a little off.
What was that one?
Oh, madre querida. We only practiced it once.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, right.
I heard it 24 times one night about 3 years ago.
No, ¿dónde? No, aquí se va a quedar. Ellos se van a llevar todo el equipo. Ellos
van a
venir en la mañana.
No van a venir pronto.
Bueno, ¿cómo estás?
Just leave us these two mic stands.
Oh, you need
No, we don't need the power. We're just going to go right into the tape deck.
So I'm going to leave all the equipment with you guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. There's two.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be plugged in for the bajo.
Sure,
yeah,
man.
You can take those off.
Yeah. And we're going to take the PA, eh? Paul? That way, see, we get here before you, we can be setting it up, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to just leave everything in this thing here.
Yeah. Put it all in one box.
And we will... When I finish getting everything wrapped up, I'll just pull a van over here. And when you're ready to do the interview, let me know because I want to set levels.
Basically... Pretty quick.
Well, I guess we don't need these other mic stands, right? I can take these. Or should we leave
them? Let's bring them because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in case.
You have extras? You can always leave them stand there.
Yeah.
If you don't have them and you need them,
you're right. You're right.
And where are we going to put these microphones?
So we'll meet you at 4 o'clock.
Hello.
Okay. All right. This is Bob Stone for Florida Folklife Programs. It's Saturday, May 13th, 1995. I'm here at Radio Continental with Alfredo Gallegos. We're at the broadcast studio here at on 202nd Avenue. What are your call letters on the station?
W-O-I-R.
W-O-I-R.
Correct.
And it's 1430.
1430 a.m.
Okay, start over, but get closer to the mic.
Okay.
Okay, get close to the mic. All right.
All right.
Okay. Well... How do you say folklore in English? Folk?
Folk.
Folklore.
Yeah, folklore. It's almost the same.
All right, this is Bob Stone from Florida Folklife Programs. It's Saturday, May 13th. I'm in Homestead, Florida, at the studios of WOIR.
That's correct.
Radio Continental, 1430 AM.
That's correct, Bob.
I'm with Alfredo Gallegos.
Yes, a pleasure having you here with us this evening.
Alfredo, how long has the station been in existence?
Well, if I go back when the station was broadcasting in English, I think it's almost 20 years, but the Spanish has been broadcasting since 1987. With the format we have now, it has been about, I'll say, 5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What was different in 87?
Between 87 and 1990, the music was Spanish music, but was more salsa, merengue, and all.
Okay.
I think we got cut off something.
No. We're okay.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Okay, fine.
So we're starting all over again?
No.
Yeah, problem.
Paula, we don't need to start over again.
Okay.
So it was salsa and merengue back in 87.
87 and 1990, yes. 1990. Start improving a little bit more.
Mexican.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And right now you're broadcasting from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
How many days a week?
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Yeah, from 8 to 6. As you know, before the hurricane, we used to broadcast 24 hours a day, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were broadcasting 24 hours a day, and we had local programming from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we have satellite programming from 9 to 6 from Mexico.
From Mexico.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So are you like the station manager?
Well, my position here is as I work as a DJ, and I'm the programador, you know.
Okay, you program station, program
correct.
Manager.
Yeah, correct. But it's people, you know. Over me, my brother is right now the general manager.
And that's Armando.
Armando, yeah, he's one of the radio pioneers here in South Dade. With Mexican programming, right?
Did he start the station for the Mexican portion?
Well, it's a long, long
go ahead.
Story. You know, he started way back in 1980, answering the phones, and way back then it was this man that. Unfortunately, he passed away. His name was Rudy Trevino, and my brother used to go to the proa he has back then for only 1 hour. So my brother was answering the phones for him. Then the man went on the air with 2 hours and gave my brother a chance to go on there 15 minutes, then 30 minutes. And by the time he died in 1982, they had already about 5 hours.
Wow.
On there. So when he passed away, my brother had to fight a lot to continue with the music, with the programming, because mm-hmm. there was no financial aid. So it was very, very difficult. He was from radio station to another until he got into, when right after Radio Continental started broadcasting in Spanish, 1987, as I say,
mm-hmm.
He was there.
Okay.
He was conducting the, you know, every weekend, 14 hours. Then he brought me in 1990, and I'm here.
Uh-huh. And you have a lot of your family here, right here in Homestead, and even more throughout Florida. Who's
yeah.
here in Homestead?
Well, I have my mother, my father, my two sisters, of course, my brother Armando, and my family, my wife and kids.
Uh-huh. And then... you used to have your brother used to have Acapulco Records and Tapes in Sky Vista,
yeah.
But that got wiped out in a hurricane.
That, like like the rest of the shopping center, you know, everything was, you know, nobody has insurance, unfortunately, there.
Right. So. And you have Mario.
My brother Mario lives in Bartow.
Bartow.
Yeah, he lives with his wife and his wife's parents over there.
But they have a store.
Yeah, they have a store. They have a regular store.
In Fort Meade.
Yeah. Way back in 1980, my brother is starting in the radio station. He has to do a lot with what they doing right now. And yes, little before that, I started a music group in Florida. You know,
Quinto Poder.
Quinto Poder. Back then it was Impacto. We called Quinto Poder right after we had the first recording. But I started in the music business. Then my brother started in the radio business. Then he went to record shop business. Mm-hmm. Right now, in partnership with another great man. His compadre. They run Acapulco Records Distributors in Hialeah.
And who is that? That's his partner.
Lázaro Fernández. He's a Cuban, but he's a very very nice man. And
they have a record distributorship.
Yeah. So they do the distribution across the state of Florida. You know,
And it's just Mexican music, or is it?
Basically music? Mexican music. You can say 90% of Mexican music. Okay. Uh-huh.
And so he distributes, your brother's involved with distributing the music all over the state, the tapes.
Yeah, they have a track, and people working for them to distribution. Have you seen it before?
Uh-huh. Yeah, up in Fort Meade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about, there's somebody that's distributing Mexican foods out of Princeton, is that?
Yeah, well, it's right now, I'm not keeping track, but I'm pretty sure there's more than five companies, you know, maybe not locally, but in the state of Florida, they distribute tortillas.
But that's not your family.
Not my family.
Okay. You say there's about 10 bands in Homestead.
Yeah.
Of one type or another.
Yeah. I say between 8 or 10. Completely.
And you estimate about 60 Mexican.
Yeah,
bands
I was telling
the state?
You. Yeah, when we started with the group back in 1990, it was just two, three Norteño groups, two, three Chicano groups, you know, Tex-Mex, and two, three tropical groups like ours. But right now, I consider this a little bit over 60 groups between Tex-Mex, Norteño, and tropical in the state of Florida, including the new style Banda, you know.
Banda. There's some Banda groups in Florida?
Not many. Most of the groups who play that play Banda style, they do it techno banda, you know, with keyboards. But there is a couple of authentic bands already with 15 musicians with trombones, trumpets,
where
saxophones.
Where are they? Do you know where they are?
They live in Fort Pierce.
Fort Pierce?
Yeah. So
give me some information.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, sure.
How long has your family been in Florida or in Homestead?
Well, I was the one who came first to this country and to Homestead. I came in 1971.
71?
Yeah.
And Chachi's was the last, huh?
She was the last. You're right. Yeah. She was the last. I came in 71. My brother Armando came in 1974. We used to travel from San Luis Potosí or hometown to Idaho. Mm-hmm. And then from Idaho to Florida.
For potatoes?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I met my wife here in Florida, but my daughter, my oldest daughter, was born in Blackfoot, Idaho. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, well, like I was saying, my brother came in 1974. My little brother, Mario, that you know too, he came in 1977. Then in 1980, my brother Armando brought my parents, my mother and father, and my other sister, Irma. And Chachi was still in Mexico studying. You know. Mm-hmm. She came later. So you're right about that.
Yeah. Now, is there another one of your family have a record or tape store in Huachula?
Yeah, Mario. That's
His too. So he has two stores.
He doesn't have it anymore. He was not doing great in Huachula, so he moved.
Okay.
Completely moved out of there. Yeah, okay. Not anymore.
And what are you say the Mexican people have been here in Homestead since the 40s?
Yeah,
you know?
Well, according to my knowledge, there's people that came in the 40s.
Who are some of the older families?
The ones that came in the 40s, they said it was people in the army.
Uh-huh.
They came for the first time, but people that I know for sure, they came in the 50s, between 53 and 1955, the Leon families. I know this guy very well, Mr. Arturo de Leon.
Leon?
Yeah, he came in 1955, 1956.
And he's been here ever since?
Ever since. He, as a matter of fact, he was the first Mexican in office. He was, let me see, commissioner for Florida City for several years.
I see. But when was that, in the 60s? Or
No, 70? It was not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
It was not too long ago, about 10 years ago or something.
Uh-huh, the 80s maybe.
Yeah, uh-huh. The 80s. Mm-hmm.
Are there any...
There's too many. I mean, right now I cannot remember all their families. Sure. But I know for a fact there's quite a few of them that came in the early 50s or in the late 50s, you know, for the first time. The 60s, 70s. And I believe Homestead area is the one, maybe you know more than I, that has more population, you know, locally.
Mexican-Americans.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And maybe Immokalee second.
Yeah, well, Immokalee is a great town. It's as small as the Homestead. But what happens with Immokalee is that it's very well located. And people from, you know, from La Belle, from Naples, converted in Immokalee. And that's, uh-huh. You see Mexicans all over the place in Immokalee.
Uh-huh.
See restaurants, bars, ballrooms, and... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
and that's another good thing about Immokalee is agriculture center. It's a big farmers market there. And
right, mm-hmm. Very big.
Yeah.
Now, how about the dances? Armando, is he the one
who's involved in dances too? Like I said,
the dances.
He.
And how long's he been doing?
He's been doing this, you know, for several years now. I don't exactly remember which year he started, but I believe it's what, about 1983.
Uh-huh. And he sometimes does what, maybe three dances a week here?
Sometimes more than that, you know.
Yeah? During the peak of the farming season?
Yeah, sometimes more than that. But it's a very difficult business.
Risky.
Very risky. I mean, very, very risky.
He gets the big name bands from Texas and Mexico.
Right now, he's not exactly controlling, but in the state of Florida, it's managing more of the big bands, you know.
Uh-huh.
Most of the big
bands.
What
are some? Can you just name?
Los Bukis, Temerarios, Bronco,
Ramon Ayala,
of course, Ramon Tigres del Norte. Just to mention some of them. He used to not exactly manage, but he was promoter in Florida for all these groups that I already mentioned. Uh-huh. Selena, you know, uh-huh. My brother was. Very close friend of the Selena family and her too.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the funerals of Selena,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
in Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and at the dances right now, you're having dances at Champagne's, which is right on the corner of Maori and Chrome.
Yeah, right across the police
station. It used to be a department store there.
Yeah,
years
right,
ago,
3 years ago. Yeah,
was mm-hmm. that Hood's?
It was a furniture there.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember from the old Chrome is it was the theater.
Seminole.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then that went to be a Mexican theater.
Yeah.
It's right down the street.
Back in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And besides the big name, you know, bands, the famous bands, you have local bands.
Yeah, well, when they make these big dances, of course there's a job for all the local bands, you know, because the dances... Now you cannot make it with just one band. It's 2, 3, 4 bands. So there's always an opportunity for a local band.
How many people come to a dance?
It varies, you know. It varies. You never know roughly.
What's a big crowd?
Well, here in Homestead, like I was saying before, it's the town with more concentration of Mexicans. But at the same time, is far away from other towns.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 10,000 people or 20,000, not all of them are going to go to the dance. It's very...
Right.
You can say 2% of the population goes to the dance, you know.
500,
over,
maybe.
Uh-huh. 500, 300, 250, 150. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, you have enough crowd of 500, yes, it's a great dance here.
Uh-huh.
But, yes... A lot less than that sometimes.
Sure. Risky business.
Yeah. And in other places, like Fort Myers, you know, what they rent the civic center. There's people come from all over, around the...
Right.
Okay?
Right,
so that's the reason they got crowds of 2,000-3,000 over there.
Wow.
But of course the expenses are greater, and you know, the,
sure,
it's like you said, it is risky business.
What was I thinking of? Tomorrow we're going to be doing your first live broadcast.
Yeah, that's correct.
We'll have the Mother's Day Serenatas. We'll have three different groups.
We're going to have Tomás Granado, his group La Fuerza. We're going to have Los Errantes de Nuevo León. And we're going to have these two other guys, Chuchi, we call him Chuchi, and Juan.
Right.
So, and like you said, it's going to be my first live broadcast. And we did remote controls for the radio station and for many other customers before, but from a cellular. So this is going to be live.
Right, yeah. Well, we're glad to be part of it.
And I really thank you and your partner. What's his name?
Paul.
Paul
Butterfield.
He's a great engineer, you know.
Oh, yes.
And I congratulate you what you're doing. We'll always be here for what you need.
Great.
You
know? We're real glad to be here. And, I've recorded Tom Granado before doing the actual serenade, so I know a little bit about the Mother's Day
tradition,
but I like to hear you talk about it. So it's a big deal, Mother's Day.
See, Mexicans in Mexico, we celebrate Mother's Day, the Dia de Mayo, no matter which day, it can be Monday, Tuesday, doesn't matter. But we are in the United States, and we have to go with the rules, you know.
Sure, sure.
So this week we celebrate in double for the mothers.
Right.
We did it the past 10th of May,
right,
and we're going to do it again tomorrow. Uh-huh. It's a great, as a radio announcer or DJ, that is my job. It's one of the days that I feel most satisfaction, you know, because we have a strong audience,
mm-hmm.
And it's great to know that we keep the spirit of being, with all mothers. You know, it's keep up the tradition. The serenatas is something that has been there for years and years. Mm-hmm. Then there's a group of people. I remember this when I was a kid. I was up, at the 10th of May, I was up all night, house by house, you know. I didn't even know how to play back then. But singing with others and knocking doors, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And Tomás and some of the groups that are going to perform tomorrow morning here, they're going to be awake almost all night with serenatas. Okay, so that's great.
Yeah. We're getting a few mosquitoes here.
Yeah, I thought we have no mosquitoes. You know, Tomás was asking me. I mean, not during my working hours, I had no mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well, we can do some more interviewing tomorrow. Maybe
okay.
I can get some new questions.
Yeah, sure.
But thanks a lot, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning.
All right. We'll see you in the morning. Thank you very much, Bob. Okay.
Thanks.